Earlier this week, I was talking about the Great Canadian Baking Show and how there's a Winnipegger on the show for the sixth season, which is currently running right now, that we should all cheer on. And I actually have him on the phone right now, Nigel Batchelor. Nigel, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, man?
Good, good. So, Nigel, I do want to ask, what actually made you get involved and be part of the cast for the Great Canadian Baking Show?
It's one of those things, like, you don't even think it's going to happen, right? It's like a dream, and you apply and see what happens, and then you get that fateful call back, and everything starts and gets kind of crazy. But yeah, baking's been such a big part of my life, and this show does everything the right way and just seemed like such a great opportunity.
Did you present this to your family? Because I know you come from a family of bakers. Did they entice you to actually follow through with this, or was this solely your decision to be like, I want to try my best at this show?
Yeah, I never actually passed it on to the family until afterwards, really.
Once
me and my partner knew and close friends, I might have mentioned it in passing, but never really thought anything of it. And then obviously once I was on, though, that was a very emotional moment with me and my parents and family. That was a really special moment.
For sure. And like, I kind of want to know the behind the scenes, like, how do you guys prepare for each challenge?
Yeah, we definitely know like the weeks in the challenge for the signature and showstopper so we can practice a little bit. But the technical, that is cloth on the counter that we don't know anything about until we get in there.
Do you have a separate practice area to try out these pieces that you get to know about, or is it just like go in there blind?
That first episode is the first time that we are baking in that tent. That is a very intimidating moment and very special moment for a lot of us who have been fans of the show for a very long time. Yeah, that look of wonderment is pretty genuine when we get in there and bake.
And it's such an iconic look at this point that you like everybody knows what the Great Canadian Baking like kitchen actually looks like in their head at this point, right?
Yeah, that field is so iconic. Like when you walk into that field, it really is like, oh my god, what's going on?
Now, in terms of your castmates, was there a particular castmate that you kind of felt like you learned the most from? Because it is very much of a camaraderie when it comes to the Great Canadian Baking Show.
Oh my gosh, like immediately you become such close friends and develop these amazing friendships and bonds. And everyone's so talented. That's the thing. Like it's nine other people who have the exact same love and passion as you. And, we learn so much from each other as the process goes on. And I don't think there's one. I think I learned something from everybody and still learn from them.
Is there a competitive edge to any of you, or is it mostly just about like baking fun? Because it seems to be separated when it comes to the British one as compared to the Canadian one, that it seems more about fun than actual competition.
I think that's what makes this show so special and why so many people love it, is that, sure, it's a competition show, but it never feels that way. It never feels like a competition. Yeah, like I'm a very competitive person. I play sports. I like games. A board game night can get fiery. But once you're in the tent, it's not about that. You just want everybody to succeed. These are your friends, and you want to see their dreams and stories get told as well.
Is there like a pastry or a creation that you really wanted to do on the show that you couldn't?
That's the funny thing is like nothing, after doing this process and going on the show, like nothing scares me anymore. Like there's no fear in baking. So like I don't think there's anything that we did or couldn't do that I wouldn't do now or going forward. Like baking can be so intimidating, as a lot of people know, especially like classic French pastry. And now it's just like, let's do it. Let's go for it.
Who were you more nervous to present to? Was it Kyler or was it Bruno?
The judges, like, I thought I'd be so nervous going into the process. And when they walk up and they're in front of you, even the hosts, Alan and Ann, who are such lovely people, and Bruno and Kyler are so lovely as well. Once they eat your food, it's very weird to look at. But I wasn't nervous. It just felt like a really special opportunity. I'm my own harshest critic. I'm a perfectionist. So if I could please myself, I'd be impressed more than pleasing the judges.
Is it more stressful to create the technical bake, or is it the more showstopper that's the more stressful one?
It can be both things, Tyler.
Really?
Both. It can be all things. All the above. I do think the unknown of the technical is a classic stressor. You try and peek under the cloth, but you're not allowed to. It's just like you lift it up and who knows.
Final question. I know that you're into like the tabletop games. Is there a creation from maybe like a dungeon or a dragon type of game that you want to actually create as a pastry or a cake?
The idea of storytelling and of course my own personal campaigns and games and writing like are so inspiring, like fantastical things to create. But you'll have to stay tuned. I'm not gonna say what, but there might be something ahead. pretty look forward to if you're a D&D fan. Yeah,
Nigel, I really appreciate you taking the time, man. I wish you all the best in this upcoming season, and I honestly hope you go far. You don't tell me anything. I don't want to know, but I'm cheering you from afar here.
I never would. Thanks so much for having me.